Yeah, Yichud. Tonight's topic will be the topic of Yichud. Before we begin, I want to share something about Lag BaOmer, if I may. Very cool halachic insight. Yeah, let me hear.
You know, like the wow.
Yeah, give me a wow. Give me a wow. Yeah, yeah.
The story about Rav Shimon bar Yochai, right?
Yeah.
In the Rav Shabbos. You know what daft's on?
Lamed Gimel. Cool, huh? Yeah. But from a halachic point of view, a halachic issue, that's a great Gemara issue. It's a wow.
That's a wow.
And the optioners, we did optioners last week. That's what we did. You asked me what was optioners. That gimel in the pasuk of pasuk lamed gimel. That was a big wow. That was cool.
But the Gemara, yeah, that's also a big wow.
Yeah, it's also big. Yeah, but come on, the Bible's from God, right? That's God himself speaking. There's a misconception that the reason we were allowed to shave and cut our hair yesterday on Friday, is because it's not honorable for Shabbos to cut our hair on Sunday, to look good on Sunday, and still have been in a manuval state for Shabbos. That's a misconception. The reason we were allowed to shave on Friday is because Sunday was Lag BaOmer. And since we were shaving in honor of Lag BaOmer, we wouldn't be covered to Shabbos have been manuval. Why is it such a big chiddush? Because a person is observing shloshim for a daughter, chas v'shalom, a son, or a brother and sister, and the shloshim ends on Sunday, or the shloshim ends kal v'chomer on Shabbos, you are not permitted to shave on Friday just because on Sunday the shloshim ends and you will be shaving anyways. It's pretty deep. It's pretty big. The day of Lag BaOmer is so much Kedusha that has the power. It wasn't Sunday that has the power to allow us to shave. It's Lag BaOmer that allows us to shave on Sunday in order not to show lack of respect for Shabbos. That's cool, no? I think that's cool. Something similar, if you're Hasidish and the Shoshis Yimei Hagbalah begin on Sunday, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, if you're Hasidish, and you don't shave or cut your hair the entire Sfira, and the Shoshis Yimei Hagbalah, when you start trimming and shaving, is on Sunday, you're not allowed to shave on Friday. That's another example. I saw the shloshim example. This is another example. You're not allowed to shave on Friday. If you're minig a shloshim hagbalah, you shave on Sunday. There's no heter to shave on Friday because you're going to shave on Sunday. It won't be honorable to Shabbos. But in our case, this week, this year, it was because we had Lag BaOmer. That's a Kedusha Lag BaOmer. Very special. Okay. We'll write to point one. In the Rambam Hilchos Isuri Bia, he speaks about the severity of Yichud and even the difficulty of keeping these types of halachas. The Rambam writes, "Ein lecha davar bechol haTorah kula." There's nothing else in the entire Torah. Shukasha the Rav Ha'am, which is so difficult for most people, lifrosh, to separate themselves from elamin harayos vabios asuros, forbidden relationships. Rambam says these are the hardest things for people to separate themselves from. Amru Chachamim, get this. B'shash nitzdavu Yisrael al harayos, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the halachas of forbidden relationships, bachu, the Jewish people cried. V'kiblu mitzvah zeh b'taromes u'b'chia, they were crying and very begrudgingly accept arayos. Our ancestors, Bnei Yisrael, very begrudgingly accepted these halachas of sanctity and forbidden relationships. Shenemar, bo chel mishpachosav. The pasuk says over there, this is the pasuk in Bamidbar, Perek Yud Aleph, after they're complaining, we did the kishuim, avatichim, avatzalim, we had in Egypt gourmet food, and now we're in the desert. And then it says the next pasuk later, I forget the whole entire context of the pasuk, but it says, boche l'mishpachosav. And Rashi over there says, why were they crying? It wasn't because of the avatichim and the batzalim and the kishuim. It's because they just learned the halachas of forbidden relationships. They're crying, they weren't happy about this. So the Rambam gives us a taste to the impact that Arayos has in our life.
Where's that Avodah Zarah, no?
Which thing in Avodah Zarah? That Gemara on this pasuk?
No. The Gemara Sanhedrin says the whole reason that Kal Yisrael did Avodah Zarah was to be matter Arayos. Even don't they know it was stupid? Well, of course it's Narishkeit.
Right. So in the next paragraph, which I bring the Gemara sources, Talmudic sources for Yichud, I actually bring Sanhedrin, that Gemara, Derech Agav, on the bottom for further study, and Kiddushin for further study. So we're on paragraph 2. I brought the Gemara and Avodah Zarah in full, because it's the common denominator between the other Gemaras. But the Gemara and Kiddushin also has a Mishnah, very you know, lengthy details about Yichud, it's very kedai to at least see the Gemara in Kiddushin as well. But the Gemara of Vaydazar, the Flamed Vav, listen to this, Amar Rabbi Yochim Mishum Rabbi Shimon Ben Yotzadok. Remez Liyichud Min Torah Minayin. How do we know that being alone with another woman is forbidden by Torah law? Shenemar, as it says, look at the source, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. If the son of your mother, meaning your half-brother from your mother, will seduce you to go after Avodah Zarah. That's the Pasuk. The Pasuk in Dvarim talks about your brother from your mother's side trying to seduce you into Avodah Zarah. And the Gemara asks the obvious question, what is this, Ben Imecha, the Chi Ben Eim Esis? Only the son of your mother will cause you to go straight to worship idols? Ben Aveino Mesis? But if it's your son from your father, it's your half-brother on the other side, there's no chance of going to Avodah Zarah? So Ella, what it's coming to teach us is Ben Misyached Imimo, a boy can be alone with his mother, Vein Acher Misyached Im Kol HaRayos HaBetorah, but no one else can be alone with a married woman. Only a son can be alone with a married woman, and no one else can be alone with any other woman who's Arayos. Ad Amru B'Gemara, Od Amru B'Gemara, Shama furthermore says in the Gemara over there, that's me writing, the Yichud the Eishas Ish Deiraisa, the Gemara there says, and we're going to look at this more in depth, that Eishas Ish, if the woman is married, Yichud with her is Midairaisa. They asked David, and David HaMelech came around, because there are few Yichud the Pnuya, and David HaMelech forbade Yichud with a single woman. They asked the Talmidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, and then Beis Shammai Beis Hillel came and added on to Yichud. The Gazru Afilu Ayichud Avoidus Kochavim and forbade Yichud even with Gentiles. So again, the hierarchy of Yichud is, according to most approaches, is that Yichud with a married woman, she's not your married woman, she's not married to you, she's married to somebody else, Yichud with her is Asur Midairaisa. David HaMelech came and said, you know what? We're going to extend Yichud, and even an unmarried girl, she's going to be Asur and Yichud. Shammai and Hillel then came and prohibited Yichud with a non-Jewish woman.
A non-Jewish Eishes Ish?
No. Any non-Jewish woman.
Even a woman.
Yeah, they weren't Mechalek. Because the Gemara says, as the Malach is showing him, if there's such a thing as marriage by Goyim, do they recognize marriage? But this is very significant. I have a wow for you. This is very significant. Get ready for a wow. That Shammai and Hillel prohibited Yichud with a non-Jew. And why is that such a big wow? According to many Rishonim, in fact probably most Rishonim, sexual relations is not forbidden by Raisa with a non-Jewish woman. It was added on as the Gemara Sanhedrin, and that Pei Beis Amud Aleph says, that was the based in the Moisa Chashmonayim that came and were asked for sexual relations with a non-Jewish girl. So really, Yich with a non-Jewish woman is Kli Shlishi, because Midai Raisa, you're only not allowed to marry them. You're allowed to have relations with them. And then Shammai and Hillel came and said, not even Yichud. So all this is in order to prevent intermarriage. And this is a wow, right? People, you know, people don't realize, you know, of course, sexual relations with any woman who's not your wife is a terrible avera. But the hierarchy of things is very fascinating. It's a famous Tosfos on Sanhedrin of Pei Beis. Very kedai to look at that Tosfos over there, where he says that sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman is not even an iser, until the Beis Din Chashmonaim came and said, don't do it. There's also Rashi like that in Avodah Zarah, I think it's Daf Lamed Vav. And there's an Aruch Lener, also on that Gemara in Sanhedrin, that talks about this in depth. So that's... An Eved Ivri with a Shif Knanis. I didn't come across it preparing for tonight, so I don't want to comment on something I'm not at least somewhat fluent in. Okay, so that is the hierarchy of Yichud. There is some machlokes when David HaMelech asked Yichud with an unmarried woman. Does it mean any unmarried woman? Or does it mean an unmarried woman who's a nida? Which in our day and age, it means every girl over 12. But for academic purposes, there's a machlokes, but the Aruch HaShulchan, Mishnah Berurah, seem to say that all unmarried women were included. Okay. Why is Yichud forbidden? So I brought you here in point number one. Why is it? So the Meiri writes in Kiddushin, that's a, again a great sugya, Mishnah Gemara about Yichud. The Asul is Yached im Ha'erva, Yichud is forbidden, Mipnei Shadavar, Mafteach u'mevo l'giloy erva. So that was seemed to be the most logical reason Yichud is forbidden, because it might come to forbidden relations. Kemavur b'Rambam Isur Ebiach of Beis, Rambam writes, Asul is Yached im Erva min Ha'arayos, Bein Zakena, Bein Yalda, whether it's an older woman or a younger woman, it makes no difference. Shadavar Zegor Megalos Erva. This seems leads to forbidden behavior. Just going back on the last point for a moment, I heard, I didn't see inside, I heard that the Isser to marry a non-Jewish woman, Midairaisa, only applies to seven nations. And then any other non-Jew is Drabanon or Kein Dairaisa. But also, oh wow, point of interest, that's intermarriage. As bad as it is, it may only be a Sudairaisa by the seven nations. Okay.
Well, shame.
I heard it, I didn't see it inside, I don't know. But please, if you have the sources, please send it to me. I didn't see it, I'd like to explore this further. Welcome, welcome. Okay, we're on the reasons for Yichud.
Louis is chatzin bum.
Right, what's bum? What's the bum?
I'm saying when you go into Eretz Yisrael, the seven nations are there.
Exactly. It makes sense, yeah, it does make sense. I don't know who says what, and I didn't see it inside. I did hear this. Okay, why is Yichud forbidden? So we had the point number one, it's forbidden for the obvious, it might come to lead forbidden relations. But point number two has a very different take on why Yichud is forbidden. Muva ba'avois Rabbi Nosson. It says over there, it's in the back of most Gemaras, where you have Sanhedrin, you have Pirkei Avos, you also have Avos Rabbi Nosson. Dam Rusham, it says over there, Ezu Siag She'asa Torah the Vareha, where are the Siagim, the fences that the Torah put around, lest we violate Torah? Harihu Omer, Ish, Ish, Al Kol She'er Besaro Lo Tikrevu. You're not allowed to come close to any forbidden relations, to any forbidden women. Mikan Amru, from here it says, Al Yisyached Adam Im Kol HaNashim. From here, he brings a different source, by the way. From here we learn you shouldn't have Yichud. Bepundak, afilim achos of imbito, even your sister or your daughter. Of course, it's not brought la halacha about your daughter, at least. We'll look at the first sister in a moment. And why? Here are the punchline. Here's the three powerful words. Bepnei das abrios. He says over here the reason for yichud is you shouldn't get yourself a bad reputation. People shouldn't say, you know, this guy is a man who. It's not for a ben Torah to be talking to women all the time or to be alone with women, but not that we're worried it's going to become a forbidden activity will take place. No, your reputation. That's the reason the Avos to Rabbi Nosson gives. And he continues, Lo yisaper ma'isha b'shuk. We know that from other sources. You don't talk to women in the marketplace. Ve'filu hi'ishto, even your wife. Of course, in today's society, it might be a little bit different. Ve'ein tzarich lomar im eisha isha cheret. Of course, other people's wives. Ipnei tainas abrios. Doesn't look nice. A boy say yichud is because it doesn't look nice. It's not a thing that from Jew does. So two approaches as to what the iser of yichud is. Moving right along again to the deraisa, the rabbanon thing. Most rishonim hold it's deraisa. It's iser deraisa. We're going to see if it's the rabbanon. The tour Evan Ezer and Chavbeis and all of yichud is in Evan Ezer Chavbeis. And the tour says over there asur min haTorah. It's forbidden by Torah law leish. She's yached ima erva for a man to be alone with a woman. Ben yelda ben zakena, whether she's young or she's old. We'll get into age in a moment. The chachamim gadru al kol yichud afilo shapnuya the kusis, and the chachamim were even stricter. Single women, as we see, and we spoke about earlier, kusis non-Jewish woman, ubilvad shetemi bas gimel shanim v'mayla, as long as she's 3 years old or older. Okay, so we have the tour that holds its deraisa. Would you like to join us? You're okay? 10 o'clock. The Meiri, very interesting meaning. Meaning? Yes. Just as asking for one to be with the other than the others. Yeah. We're going to get into an interesting thing about children soon. The Meiri, what does he say? The Avo Pishein HaYichud Bichlal Minyan Mitzvos. You'll see that Yichud is not in anyone's count. Of minyan mitzvos, mikomakum iser Torah hukaru. It's still asur midairaisa. Kmo sheviua derech asmachta. It's at least an asmachta midichsiv ben imecha. That was the first source we brought earlier from the Gemara of Avodah Zarah that brings that pasuk as a source for yichud midairaisa. Kedisa v'gemara. Lechem Masechas Avoda Zara, Hikshu Yichud Arayus De Raisa Hi, Vayanashu Usur Torah, Biderech Remez Asmachta. So even though it may not be blatantly De Raisa, it has a Din Remez and Asmachta. Okay? And a view, that's the Rabbanon, is the Rambam. So the Rambam says like this. Misuri Bia, Kosov Zelashono, Kola Misyachadim Isha Shaasus Yachadima, one who's alone with a woman who is forbidden to be alone with her, Ben Israelis, Ben Kusis, whether Jewish or not Jewish, Makin et Shnehen Makas Mardus, Haish Vaisha, there's your answer, equally are punished. Makas Mardus, this is shows us, according to the Rambam, it's the Rabbanon. Umachrizin Alehem, we should announce these people are not Tznias, they're alone together, but we don't announce, Chutz Meishus Ish. If a married woman is caught in Yichud, although she deserves to be punished, and she is punished, and he is punished, we don't announce it. Shavu pisha asulis yached ima, ibis yached ein lokin, I'm sorry, they don't get Malkus. And we don't get announced it for sure. Shalol lehotzi laz aleya, so we don't get bad name on her family. Shezinsa, that she had a forbidden relationship. But nimtzu motzin laz al babonim shehem amzerim. It'll be relieved to people thinking that this woman, she's always in Yichud with men, her children might not be legitimate. So for married women, it's actually almost strange, but that's the most chomer dik of Yichud. But here the Rambam says to protect the children, to protect the family name, we do not give them office and we do not announce it. Okay? Age of Yichud. Very interesting.
Where is the Beis Shmuel?
It isn't Chaf Beis. It's right at the beginning. It's Aleph or Beis and Beis Shmuel. Yeah, that's a mistake in Beis Shmuel over there. Excuse me, my voice is hoarse. I'm coughing, that's that cold I had on Friday. Age for Yichud. Very interesting stuff. I'm going to read you Shulchan Aruch Ibn Ezer. And the Shulchan Aruch and all the classical Sfarim, all right. Tinoke Shehi Pchusa Mibat Shalosh, a girl under three, but Tinok, a boy, Pachos Miben Tes, under nine. Mutar lis yached imahen shlogaz v'al yichud isha ruya labia. He says the gzera is only forbidden on women and men. Isha ruya labia. Men and women were able to have intercourse. A girl under three cannot have intercourse, and a boy under nine, at least Chazal thought, a boy under nine cannot have intercourse. Only once you're nine, you can have intercourse. Okay, and all the classical courses seem to say this, that the prohibition of yichud for a girl begins at three, and for a boy it begins at nine. However, an unlikely kula is from the Chazon Ish. Very unlikely source from kula is the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, he talks about erva. And he says he disagrees of 3 and 9. He says erva, I forget the exact lashon, but it's based on maturity. Based on maturity, and based on maturity, he gets you for girls 7, 8 years old, and for boys at least 9, or more. So the Chazon Ish is a very big makel in Yichud. Now there, Rav Eliashiv is quoted in the Nishmas Avram as saying the Chazon Ish's kula only applies for Kriyat Shema and Davni. That if a girl 5 years old is singing, you can still say Kriyat Shema. You don't have to leave the room because there's no erva by that age, according to Chazon Ish. But most other posts say the Chazon Ish's discussion of erva like Kriyat Shema does apply to Yichud as well. So there, and most posts can go with this, and you would have a very big kula in Yichud. Reb Moshe Feinstein discusses this. By the way, you see Igros Moshe all over the place. There's so much in the Igros Moshe on Yichud in Ibn Ezer Chelak Dalad, Shailas, Samech Dalad, and Samech Hei. That's where all this comes from. So the Moshe Feinstein goes at the Chazon Ish, but it ends off, he doesn't want to be blatantly, openly, explicitly makel like the Chazon Ish. He says it's best to be 3 for girls and 9 for boys, but you can follow the Chazon Ish when it's needed. Because babysitting, it's very common. We have boys, we have girls at home, or boys and girls might be babysitters already, or they might be being babysat, and these halachas apply. So you can't have a babysitter, a girl, 14 years old, 15 years old, babysit your 10-year-old boy. Simply forbidden. Okay, we'll pause there. We'll go into babysitting at the end, depending on how much time we have left, because babysitting goes into the concepts of Pesach Pasuach and Bail HaBeir. We'll get to in the end. Now, we spoke about the minimum age, the bottom age for Yichud. 3 for girls and 9 for boys, but there's no maximum age for you. There's no maximum age for Yichud. So Yichud would be forbidden for a 9-year-old girl, 5-year-old girl, and a man who's 85 years old. It's a Torah law. We don't fool around with it. It's usur. Huh?
So you're saying a nanny?
Right.
A 3-year-old boy?
Right.
Could
be a very problematic. A 9-year-old boy.
A 9-year-old.
Right. Very problematic. And these things are mice and b'chol. Young people are not, they don't know. People don't realize, A, the severity of Yichud, and people don't know the shilas of Yichud, the nanny, the babysitter, things like that. Very important. But brings me to the next point. What if a man is clinically impotent? He's not able to have intercourse. So here you have an Igros Moshe, which I actually printed out, and I'll just read you the relevant lines. So what if a man cannot have intercourse? So he says over there again in Eben Ezer, Chelek Dalet, in Samech, hey, he says like this, Aval im matzinu b'David, David Melech was mutter to have Yichud with Avishag. Okay? Why was David Melech allowed to have Yichud with Avishag? Mishum d'Isser Yichud in Pnuya Tehoira, who rak mid Rabbanon. At this point, I guess he wasn't married to her. Yeah.
Married her, but didn't.
Yeah. That's all. I know. All I know about the story from the Davin Avishai is what I see right here. I didn't look it up in Tanakh. It's a fair shavtor. Yeah. There's a sheet that we should do Shnai Mikra v'chad Targum on Haftorahs too. And this is the reason, because I don't know what's going on in Tanakh. Because if I'd be doing Shnai Mikra v'chad Targum on Haftorahs, I'd probably know this a little bit better. This is sheer for itself. It's important of learning Tanakh, and I actually recently, very recently, started doing this, delving into Tanakh a bit more. I'm on like Yeshua Perek Tesvav or something. That's where I started recently. That's one of my also goals is to do Tanakh. So it says over there, why was David Nekel? Nishum de samchu al tzidkas David shelo yivalena. David was a tzaddik. He wouldn't come to do a forbidden relationship with her. So Rav Moshe continues for us. Shalchen mistabre b'pshitu shepnuya tahora. A woman who's a pnuya and she's not a nida, she's tahor. Muteres is yachedim zaken chalash, im an old weak man. She'enu yachol mitzad ametzius. He's not able lavoli de kishui. He cannot have, intercourse. V'lo shayach shiv ol klal. He's not going to have any relationship with her whatsoever. Rav Moshe concludes that tshuva. Concludes that tshuva with Aval Zaken the Chalash Uchole the Shochev. That Moshe is Mechalak, very important point, between Yichud Rabbanon, where he's more Mekel, Pnuya Tahora is what we just, the excerpt I just wrote, read was Pnuya Tahora, which is Rabbanon, but Moshe is Mekel. But then for Yichud as Tayrais, like an Eshes Ish, that Moshe is Mechalak. And he writes at the end of this tshuva, Aval Zaken Chalash. An old man, shuchole, he's sick, veshochev amita, he's bedridden. Rav Moshe Machalek for Yichud Rabbanon, that he only has to be old, and Yichud Deiraisa, he has to be old, sick, and in bed, and then it's winter. You know he can't have intercourse. Al pi arofim, the doctors confirmed it. Mitzad machalato, he has a sickness. Mistaber shaleka is Yichud. Mistaber makes sense. It shouldn't be this Yichud for ages. Which is Deiraisa. The Yeshachola Margishse Batsmo, or if the person knows himself, he can't come to it. Okay? Now that's the Igros Moshe is Mechalik being between Pnuya and Eshes Ish. The Tzitz Eliezer over there in Chelek Vav that I cited, he doesn't seem to make a distinction. If the man is old and weak and can't come to intercourse, it doesn't matter what kind of Yichud it is, he seems to be Matarit. Of course. Which one? Avishag? Not from what I see over here, not. I don't know. I think we have someone checking the Haftorah on that one. Yeah, see if she's.
I want to miss Lee.
Right, the Pnuya. Right. So he was allowed because of Tzidkus. He made Xera. He's the master. He decided I can handle these. Doesn't say she was married. It doesn't say that they were married.
Was there a servant?
Yeah, Melech lo yada, but does that mean?
That means, but Melech lo yada, he never had relations with her.
Right. No, but I thought that they were married.
Even though they didn't have relations.
Yeah, but apparently it doesn't say it was married. Yeah. It says she was so finished.
Yeah.
What's
that,
agent?
It's agent, yeah. Get me a coffee. You know, that's what it means. She was a servant. Yeah.
Okay. So that is regarding impotency and yichud. Imutz, adoption, very common. So there's two sides to the adoption issue, the mekilim and the machmirim.
I had some notes on adoption.
Okay. So if Moshe holds that when it comes to adoption, there's no problem with a parent, adoptive parent, being with the adopted child of the opposite sex. There's no problems with yichud. Sorry? Oh, so it depends. All posts can discuss what age. Okay, we won't get into that for now. Well, this basically, most babies are adopted when they're very young, under 3, and there's no... The Yetzirah is not interested. That's a lotion a lot of posts can bring. The Yetzirah is not interested in that kind of relationship. That's what the Igros Moshe says. Tzitz Eliezer says that. Rav Chaim David Alevi. Chaim David Alevi, the Sefer HaSeilach HaRav, he was the former chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, a tremendous Talmid Chacham and Posek. So he rules, they all rule, that adoptive parents can have yichlud with their adoptive children.
Is there a rule of adoptive or foster parents, but they don't legally adopt them? Where's the foster parent? They didn't legally adopt a child, but...
Interesting, you bring something up very interesting, and I have a paper on this which I didn't go through well, but the paper says that halacha doesn't recognize adoption as a solidifying relationship. So according to that approach, would it make a difference? So whether the country calls adoption or the country calls the foster parents, halacha doesn't recognize a relationship being forged by what we call adoption. Okay, which is, makes it even more wow that yichud is permitted.
Yes.
I didn't see that discussed explicitly.
Does it apply with other siblings?
I didn't see that discussed explicitly. The Chochmah Shlomo, though, we're talking about adoption, the Chochmah Shlomo, the first Chochmah Shlomo in Ebn Ezer, Pri Orvia, he says that he who adopts someone, it's as if you raised him to Yotzi Pri Orvia. He's the only one, to my knowledge, who says that. The rest that say it's V'hafti V'chamaycha, it's Chesed V'chule V'chule, but the Chochmah Shlomo is the only one that says your mamash Yotzi Pri Orvu by adopting children. But Reb Moshe's Svara for being Mekel with Yichud is very fascinating. There's a Gemara. The Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Gimel, and the Gemara says over there that stepchildren who grew up in the same home, stepbrothers and stepsisters, this might lead to your question, who grew up in the same home, because a father gets married to a man, gets married to a woman, they both have kids, and kids grew up together. So the Gemara says, Chazal say these kids are not allowed to marry because it doesn't look nice. It looks like brothers and sisters are getting married, even though there's no blood relationship between them whatsoever. But stepbrothers cannot marry stepsisters if they grew up in the same house. So Rav Moshe says from here, this is a raya that yichud is permissible. Why? Because if the family was leading a lifestyle where they're so careful about yichud, the whole neighborhood would know they weren't really brothers and sisters, and the whole chashash that looks like brothers and sisters getting married wouldn't apply. That's only Rav Moshe can know. That's like a wow. And it really does make sense. So he wants to say a raya from here, that in the olden days, they weren't makbid on yichud. And that's indeed why it looked like they were brother and sister, the whole davar. And that's why Chazal is saying don't get married, because it looks like brother and sister getting married. And this is the raya that yichud is permissible, because clearly it would have been a bit more chaos and a bit more detail in the Gemara if indeed families of this sort were living lives of yichud considerations. Clearly they weren't.
There's got to be an age.
Yeah, there is an age.
I mean, there's a teenage kid and you get married to somebody else.
Yeah. Ramosha discusses the ages. Guys, some don't even mention age. Some only mention baby, infant. I don't know. The age is definitely an issue. I don't want to say because I don't remember now the ages offhand. But the machmirim on yichud and adoption is the Lubavitcher Rebbe. he came out fiercely against any allowance, any tolerance of Yichud. And it's very rare for the Lubavitcher Rebbe to come out so strong on halachic issues. You can probably count on one hand how many times the Lubavitcher Rebbe put its foot down and said, the halacha is like this, I paskin. Rare. This is one of them, and he paskin very loudly. And his letter, his writing is in the Otsar HaPoskim on this issue, in Chelek Tes, I believe. Yeah, Chelek Tes, Sif Katan Kuflamid. He says it's completely forbidden, and he claims that in ancient times they did follow Yichud in these situations. You know, the Gemara seems not like that, but Baal Shevi says in previous times, I don't know how far back he's going when he says previous times, but he does say that historically there was Hakpada of Yichud in these adopted situations, and he forbids it. So is the Shevet HaLevi. I think also the Satmar Rav is also very machmir and didn't allow Yichud in adopted cases. Some want to say that this is why Lubavitcher Rebbe never adopted children. He didn't have children on his own. So he never adopted because he's so machmir on the Yichud situation. He didn't want to contradict himself, but he didn't want to lead to a problem. So he never even adopted. So some say Rebbe was against adoption. So a strong Gisha like that, he was against adoption. Okay. There you have adoption. Sisters. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav Asi, the Gemara Kedushin Pei Aleph says, Misyached Adam Imachoso, Misyached Adam Imachoso. A person can have Yichud with his sister, Vidar in Imo Vein Bito. But he can live with his mother and with his daughter. Which teaches us, with a sister it's temporary because the word is Yichud. But with mother and daughter it must be permanent because the word is Dar. Very interesting. And the Beit Shmuel Chagas Mechokek say it very clearly. The Hainu Mad Amir Mekedushin Pei Aleph Ein Osrin Ala Yichud. Both the Chalkas Mechokek and the Beit Shmuel speak about it. So we'll do the Chalkas Mechokek, it's a bit shorter on the sister issue. Amar Rav Asi Dim Elu Itiru Afil Dira Bekvius Vimachoso Itiru Yichud Arai. They only forbid temporary yichud with a sister, and none of the Rishonim discuss what temporary is, by the way, gentlemen. What is temporary, we'll get to in a moment, but in the Rishonim, in the early sources, you don't find it. There's no measure given. Okay? When we call makom amachmir tavolach bracha, you want to be makom in all these situations, tavolach bracha. So the first primary source that discusses the time is Arai. What is Arai? What is temporary with a sister is Imre Yosher of Meir Arik. Rav Meir Arik says, up to 30 days. You're allowed yichud with your sister up to 30 days. So your sister lives in England or in Canada. You gotta go to visit Canada for a meeting, and you want somewhere to stay for free. Your sister has a place, so you're allowed to stay with your sister temporarily. And the raya is shloshim is arai for so many things, right? You move into a house, you rent home chutzaretz. You don't need a mezuzah 30 days. A Nazir says, I want to be a Nazir. It's time 30 days. And there's so many things that are 30 days. So here too, the Imre Yosher says, and this is the fundamental tshuva on Arai with sister, 30 days. Rav Moshe has a different approach completely. He says there's no time frame. What is Arai? Depends what society defines as Arai. Okay? When you go on a trip, you go for the summer back to America, that is very acceptable to go for the summer. That is a trip. It's longer than 30 days. If you stay at your sister for much of this summer, it might be acceptable going to Rav Moshe. Because there's no time. It's what people see, society accepts as being in transit. In transit. Temporary. It's not kavua. So, that's Rav Moshe. It's a very big kula with staying with your sister. No time limit. The manner, he says, his lashon is, as a guest stays with the host. So whatever is proper etiquette to stay with the host, that you can stay with your sister, whatever that might be, whatever place you are. Okay? Fine.
What do you say in today's society the second reason doesn't really apply?
What do you mean, which second reason? Are you saying it might give you a bad reputation?
Yeah.
So that too...
You don't hear that much, you know, like...
Especially when it says you can't speak to your wife in the show. I mean, in our day and age, that's ridiculous. You speak to your wife outside in the stores and the restaurants as much as you want. Society. We have an example of society, yeah. Completely. So society, so it's not a bad name to ask a lady in the store, how much does this cost? I'm going to say, oh, yeah.
Where's the chicken?
Right, exactly. But if you're going to sit on a park bench with a woman who's not your wife, especially a park bench is away from, you know, the comings and goings of most people, it's not right. It gives you a bad name. It's also Ma'alit. I want to speak about the elevator a little bit. So I brought you the Tzitz Eliezer and the Mishnah Lachos. So what's the law of going into an elevator alone with a woman? It happens all the time in our buildings, or happens in an Empire State Building. You might be going up with a woman. So let's read the Tzitz Eliezer. Kosov shel ma'alit nechshav kepesach pesuach. We'll get into that in a little while. What's pesach pesuach? The door is open. It's pesach pesuach. The ki'ika shomer lehem, and it's as if there's a shomer. An elevator ride is as if there's a shomer. The od yosrim yizeh. Furthermore, ki'ilu adelet lo ne'ula. It's like the door is not locked. Indeed, the door is not locked. Right? Why? The harei miyadi ma'aliyah. The elevator is going up or down. Kerif ayin lamakom avukash tutach adelet. Door can open any time. You don't know when somebody pressed the button, the door is going to open. People are waiting outside. They're your shomer. They're your pesach pesuach. They're going to be. People know that the elevator door is not opening. Something wrong is going on over here. People are outside. The door is not opening. You press lock. People are going to know you press lock. People realize something's not right. We're worried. Shema, one's going to come pitom, and people are going to see you. Imken pashut hadavar lehetera. We have three kulas here: pesach pesuach, shomer, hadelet lo nula, pashut mutter. An elevator is pashut mutter. Similarly, in the Mishnah Halachos, al pi asvar shemalit hi kapesach pesuach. He brings that as well. Uladina in isra yichud la'alot b'malit. There's no prohibition going up in the elevator. Yisha b'flim, and a woman's inside with you. Diyedua da'ayom ha'maliyot, and ba'ofen shemish rotzi l'kanes, l'chot al kafdor mi'bachut, v'adel niftach me'aleha. Press the button, the door will open up automatically. V'im ken yired dekai gavna hava kapesach pasuach rishus harabim. It's like the halachic status of pesach pasuach rishus harabim. Deleika mishum isra yichud. And in many cases, when the door is unlocked, there's no yichud even with a married woman. The pashut to be bayish the pesach pesuach reshus harabim main shchiach kokach shikansu bo anashim min hashuk. And he says furthermore, strengthening the elevator kula is that when we say pesach pesuach is allowed, in most cases pesach pesuach with a married woman in a home, people don't have to come in the door. The reality is people don't come in. And even though it's mutter because of pesach pesuach, it's a big kula because people don't come in. In the elevator though, people come in. People press the button anytime they come in. Okay, mafilu hachi leka be mishum yichud in ken kol sheken b'malit. Even the house we allow pesach pesuach when people won't come in. How much more so in the elevator we allow pesach pesuach when people will come in? Oh, we're gonna get to that. What does it mean? Unlocked or open? Bechen medin isha shebala beir. We'll get to baila beir. The muteros is yachem mishum sheyachol b'cholos levo abayta. There's a heter called baila beir. I want to talk about that if I can, but even more part of the Pesach Pesuach. V'hachi nami kol sheken shebechol eis yachol mishu labo b'malit l'chen leika bo mishu b'yichud. We have all these kulas by even the most machmir posek, the Mishnah Lachos, that an elevator is no problem.
Does baila b'yir go both ways? Like the yishu b'yir?
Okay, you brought up baila b'yir. I was going to save it to the end depending on time because it's actually not on the program. But in baila b'yir is important. Baila b'yir is very, very overrated and abused. There's a heter called Baila Ba'ir that if a woman knows her husband's in the neighborhood, she's scared to do anything inappropriate because her husband could walk in any time. Okay? Rashi doesn't hold it up to Chlal. Machloek is Rashi Tosfos. Rashi holds, Baila Ba'ir doesn't mean Matar Yichud. Rashi says, you don't get Malkus. But it doesn't Matar Yichud. Tosfos holds, it's Mamash Matar Yichud. So I have a serious Machloek to be shown him. Heavy hitters over here. And Rashi, you know, he says it's Usr, it's still Usr. And in fact, most of the Yachronim say to be Machmir like Rashi. And people always say, Baila B'ir, Baila B'ir, it's Mutter, it's Mutter. It's not Mutter. Baila B'ir is like B'dievet, B'dievet. Or maybe it's if Lahakel, Baila B'ir. But to rely on Baila B'ir L'chatchila, but many Rishonim don't subscribe to it, and most Yachronim say we should keep it, it's a problem. But yes, the reverse of Baila B'ir is called Ishto Mishmarto. It's even weaker than Baila B'ir. Okay, but yes, it does exist, the concept. Not according to everybody, but according to many. that if the woman is watching or the woman's around and you're scared of your wife, it would apply to. But Baila Be'ir, I think it's worth highlighting that it's abused. It's a heter that's abused.
Yeah. Maybe Ashkenazi man or Sephardi man is different. Different if your wife's Ashkenazi, wife's Sephardi. So that's the Ma'alit. Now another kula in the Ma'alit is Chetzi Shiur. How long is the prohibition of Yichud? How long, when does Yichud apply? And Chazal don't give a measurement for that. In the context of Sota, the Gemara in the beginning of Sota, I think it's Daf Dalid, talks about how long it takes to walk around a palm tree, how long it takes to swallow an egg, to roast an egg, to prepare a cup of wine. There's no shir given by Chazal unanimously how long the prohibition of Yichud is, even for Sota. It's not unanimous. But the contemporary post keeps saying, from 35 seconds, I saw an opinion, 35 seconds to 3 minutes. Okay? So since most elevator rides are under 3 minutes, it's another sniff lahakel because it's chetzi shiur. It's less than a shiur. Of course, chetzi shiur is ashen chatila, but the elevator is another sniff to be maple. The time limit for a yichud brings us to weddings, right? A lot of people here at the weddings tonight. The yichud room. What's shin yichud room? Same shaila. So there's opinions that yichud room has to be 3 minutes, and the nefesh harav, which is soldechik, has to be 8 minutes. It's mach mishita, but that's yichud for what we're dealing with is also yichud for husband and wife on their wedding night. How long yichud is? And again, 3 minutes. The minchas yitzchak says 5 minutes, and Rav Soldechik, quoted by Rav Shachter many times, rules very strongly that it's 8 minutes. Okay, the last thing we'll get this episode after that is driving in a car with another woman, giving rides. When ladies are tramping, are you allowed to give a lady a ride? You're allowed to be yichud in the car with another woman. And Rav Moshe is very, very machmir. Rav Moshe Feinstein is very machmir, and even during the day, he says you shouldn't go in a car with a lady, not because it's yichud, it's light, people are there, but since it's so easy to go off the road and do something inappropriate, that's why. Rav Moshe is very machmir. Just a thought, I was taken aback by Rav Moshe's Sfara, which is because it's easy to go and do an Avera. I'm just thinking out loud to myself, where does it stop? Maybe we shouldn't have a refrigerator because you have milk and meat in the refrigerator. So maybe fridges are dangerous because you might come to eat milk and meat. I don't know. This is thinking out loud. If anyone has any ideas, please email me. Because this whole idea of lest you come to do an Avera, it's a loose cannon. It's a loose cannon. What? Could be, no, it's a very good answer. It's a very good answer. Could be because it was a sexual oriented thing, so Rav Moshe's machmer. And for these types of things, we are more machmer lest you come to do the Avera and not another place. It could be. I just found that very interesting. Good question. Okay. And the Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Arbach, is also very machmer with car rides. Most poskim do not hold like Rav Moshe, especially during the day. You're driving and during the day in the city, there's no concern according to most poskim. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein discussed this in depth, Rav Mordechai Willig discussed this in depth. And only at night you have to be careful, because at night there's less people around. But not that the car is inherently a yichud zone, like Rav Moshe says, but most other poskim say it's depending on what's around you. Not that the car, your circumstances, how much light is outside, how many people are around, are the roads you're traveling. Would it be like an elevator?
No, an elevator has a defined route. You can't leave. It's
yeah, it's true. It can't leave, and the button can press at any time. It can open at any time. Okay, so that's the elevator. We do have a couple more minutes left. Pesach Pesuach. The door is open. There's a kula that a woman could be alone with a man. A married woman could be alone with a man. Anyone could be alone with a man. If the door is open, Pesach Pesuach and Shusha Rabbi. So what does it mean? Does it mean the door open or the door unlocked? So the Pishrei Tshuva brings a machloikas in the Achronim, what it means Pesach Pesuach. If the door is open and people are coming in and out, for sure okay. But if it's Pesach Pesuach and people aren't coming out, in and out, if the door is literally open, it's okay. But the door is closed and unlocked, it seems to me from my research, that only people are going to come in and out. You know people come in and out, then it's okay if the door is completely closed but unlocked. In all other situations, it has to be mamash open. Okay. Then we spoke about Baila Be'ir, which is Rashi, by the way, it's Kedushin Pei Aleph, where Rashi says it's not, it doesn't match a Yichud, and Tosa says it does. That's Kedushin Pei Aleph.
So you have to know somebody's coming over, so not the fact that somebody could
That's what Pesach Pesuach, the door is closed. I'm saying Baila Be'ir.
No, Pesach Pesuach.
Pesach Pesuach, the door is open. No. If it's during hours where people are around, post them say 10 p.m., suppose them say 11 p.m., Pesach Pesuach and the light, the house is lit up is enough. Okay? After 10, 11 p.m., it wouldn't be enough. The Baila Be'ir, by the way, Shulchan Aruch Pesach is like Tosfos, and that's why we are making like Baila Be'ir. But it's important to know that the Rishonim aren't unanimous in this at all, and it's good to be Machmir. If the only consideration is Baila Be'ir, it's good to be Machmir. Okay, because the Chochmas Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, Paskin like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch Paskin like Tosfos, that Baila Be'ir is enough, but Aruch HaShulchan doesn't. He says it's not enough. He doesn't hold it. Okay, so Pesach Pesuach, he said Pischei Tshuva. He said if it's open, it's okay, people don't come in and out. If it's closed, it has to be a situation where people come in and out. Stop here. Shkoyach. Good job. Thanks for coming. Babysitters. Oh, so interesting thing in the children's thing, the poskim write that there's no chinuch obligation by yichud, which means a 10-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl can be in yichud together. There's no prohibition, only applies after bar mitzvah. So this, by babysitter, does have some practical ramifications. It's very, very almost bizarre that we're not matzid. I think this is the bach, that we're not matzid for chinuch. For children, so children can spend yichud together. But everything else in babysitting, when a girl or boy is over the ages.
What's the swara or the nofina?
I don't remember. But I know that's the halacha. The halacha is if they're under bar and bat mitzvah, they could in theory be alone together.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You email me, I'll get you the exact source of that exact halacha I just said. But that is halacha.